You're listening to KUNM. I'm Ty Bannerman. A former head of the New Mexico Taxation and Revenue Department has been sentenced to 5 years of probation for her convictions in an embezzlement case. Former Secretary Demesia Padilla faced up to 18 years in prison, but Judge Cindy Mercer suspended all prison time for Padilla and imposed 5 years of supervised probation, the Albuquerque Journal reported. Along with the probation term, Padilla must complete 200 hours of community service and pay over $25,000 in restitution to the embezzlement victims, a Bernalillo family which owned a grading company that used Padilla's accounting firm. Padilla, an appointee of then-Governor Susana Martinez, resigned her cabinet post in December 2016 after Attorney General's Office investigators searched the tax agency for tax documents connected with Padilla and her husband. She was charged about 18 months later. Many of the original charges were dismissed as being too vague. State Representative Debbie Armstrong has decided against running for re-election, saying Tuesday that she wanted to focus on her family and other projects. The Albuquerque Democrat has served 4 terms in the House of Representatives and is the chair of the chamber's Health and Human Services Committee. She has played a role in expanding health care and prescription drug coverage during her tenure. Armstrong pointed specifically to the state's recent passage of legislation to legalize cannabis for recreational use and a new law that provides a legal pathway for terminally ill patients to choose when and how they die. Armstrong was first elected in 2014 to represent a district that includes parts of central Albuquerque and the North Valley. This is KUNM.